Joining me is a very special guest. Satya is a singer-songwriter based in Montreal, and she's here today to talk about her recent single, Maybe We Should, and how she maintains a healthy lifestyle. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much.
You know, I love your song. I've been listening to it, watching the video, and it is, and congratulations on making the U.S. Top 40 media-based chart.
Yeah, thank you so much. I just found out last week that we actually cracked it. We were at position 36 last week, and I'm going to find out tomorrow if it went up a little bit more. So with the original, we're at number 41, and with the remix, the Domino remix, we are now at number 36, which is beyond what I expected for my first single.
Oh, congratulations. I mean, could you pinch yourself and say, wow?
Yeah, I actually cry, you know, I actually cry of like tears of joy, and I'm very moved by all of this, you know?
But you know what? It's a lot of hard work. And you have to work hard to get what you want. And I know, let's talk about your passion for music. When did it all begin for you?
When I was really, really young, my parents, they actually have videos of me like singing at 2 years old. I was like making up songs, wanted to do shows. So from a very young age, I was very, very interested in music, and I was very creative.
Yes. But, I mean, did you know that at the time that I'm going to be a professional singer?
That was my dream. I guess maybe, like, I started dreaming about, like, hoping that one day I would be, like, Celine Dion. Celine Dion is, like, one of the greatest voices for me, like, in my opinion, and hard work woman. So I just started to listen to her when I was a child because my parents would play her all the time, and I was like, I want to be like Celine Dion, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be a professional singer.
Well, here you are, and I mean, again, congratulations. And this was released when, your single?
This was released in the summer, mm-hmm. last summer. It was released July 8th of this summer, and like maybe a month later, I got a call from a radio promotion company in the United States, and they told me that they had seen my clip and they wanted to promote the song in the United States. And for me, my manager had told me, listen, this is your first single, I know you have big dreams, but don't think the United States is going to call you, like someone from the United States. And I was like, in my head and in my heart, like, I was really hoping they would, you know, but that was like a big, like, thing to think. And they actually did.
Oh, you know, it's very inspiring to hear you. You know, you've come a long way. And I understand you were an orphan, right? Can you share with us how was that for you?
Well, I was only an orphan for 6 days of my life.
Mm.
So, yeah, I was blessed. I was blessed to be adopted. So I was abandoned at birth, and 6 days later, I was adopted by Canadian parents, and I fell into a beautiful, loving family that was there for me all along, and I couldn't be more happy. I have two brothers and a sister that my parents adopted. So we're four adopted kids that were brought to Canada at birth. So we are like a very, like, to me, I'm so blessed to be here. You know what I mean? Like, because I went back to my country and I saw the life that I could have had. And that's why, like, I have a purpose in my life, and my purpose is to give back, is to be able to I feel like the universe gave me a gift of having a family that adopted me, and they gave me a gift of my voice, and everything I've been through is a gift to me. And that's why one day I wanna give all of this back to children and, you know, families, and just help out in the world the best I can.
And, you know, music helps. I find music heals, right? Would you, you know, would you agree that it's healing? It's you know, and it's your passion. You're a professional singer, so what would you say? Like, it does heal, doesn't it? Music.
Music really does heal. I remember at a very young age, just I didn't really understand English well when I was like maybe 7 or 8, and I used to listen to like Whitney Houston, and just because of her voice, I couldn't understand what she was saying at the time. It was healing to me, you know. It's like a heart-driven, like heart-to-heart. She was singing from the heart, and it's very, very healing. Like through my life, I've been going through stuff, and music like gives me hope. It helps me to go through life in general, and there's always music in my life, in my house, in my car. I'm singing all the time, even to my team, and even my team is like, oh my God, you have a song for everything, you.
That's wonderful. It's great. And you know, let's talk about what's the song Maybe We Should. What's it about?
The song Maybe We Should is a song about a fantasy versus reality. So for me, when I heard that song, because it was already half written by J.T. Roach, David Brooke, and produced by Oliver German in Los Angeles. So I got this song sent as a demo, and I heard it, and I felt like, oh, well, you know, it's about love at first sight. And at first I didn't know really like what it really meant to me until it happened to me, you know, in my life.
Yes.
So it's about like, feeling one thing in your body about somebody in your mind and acting on it. So for me, for example, like when I sing this song, I'm thinking about what I would want to do, but because of like maybe I'm a little shy, you know, and I'm uncertain if you like me, I won't do this. But maybe we should, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Fantasy versus reality.
That's great. How do you describe your music? It's R&B.
It's pop R&B.
Mm-hmm. And what is next for you? Right now, you're traveling a lot, right?
Yeah, we're doing a little bit of prep for Maybe We Should, and then I'm gonna head back to the studio and cook single number 2. And then this summer, we're gonna probably do festivals and work on all the content for all the music that I want to release, and there's going to be a lot going on and happening soon.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what would you say to someone who's listening and who wants to pursue a career in music?
Well, I would say, first of all, thank you for listening, and if you want to pursue a career in music, follow your dream, and always listen to that little voice inside of you, which is maybe your inner child or whatever you want to call it, because this voice will not like tell you wrong, and follow your heart. This is like the voice of your heart, so follow it, you know. And I totally support anyone that wants to do music, because it's such a beautiful thing to do.
And you are following your heart, and you're, and how do you maintain a healthy lifestyle? Like,
I maintain that. Like, what do you mean? Like, oh, maintain a health.
Well, like healthy foods, and like, I mean, how do you? Because you're traveling a lot. I mean, how? I mean, you know, if there's something that you would like to tell, you know, the listeners, like, how do you fuel your body with, you know, as I said, traveling, and you know, without getting too tired.
I try to eat a lot of protein because it really helps to stay awake and have strength. Vegetables like salads, drink plenty of water. I also carry my vitamins with me. that I take daily in the morning. I exercise as much as I can when I'm free, and I meditate daily, 30 minutes, to release some negative energy if I have to, and re-channel some positive energy into my soul, body, mind.
Mm-hmm. Because you have to be in that state where you have to be focused in what you do, and it's you're so creative, right? And it helps, right? Meditation for 30 minutes, as you said, and it's great.
So, well, the amount of time you can take, some people don't have 30 minutes during a day or whatever, but like maybe just even the 5 minutes to actually just, you know, sometimes I just like think, I'm thanking the universe for what it brought me, and just like just help me to be in good health for other people and be there for others, and help me to stay focused in my dream. Just, you know, positive talking, you know, and thanking for what you have, for what I have, is really, I feel like it's good to be in gratitude, because when I'm in gratitude, I feel like I'm moving forward a lot, you know?
Good information. And if people want to follow you, where can they go?
They can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Satya, S like Stephanie, A, T like Thomas, Y, A, music, M-U-S-I-Q. So it's music with a Q instead of a T.
Wonderful. And for listeners out there, if you haven't heard her song, and you should, it's called Maybe We Should. And it's it's a lovely song, and congratulations again. And I would love for you to come on the show and see where you are in a year and two, and that would be wonderful.
I would actually love this.
Yes.
This would be so awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.